Signs that someone may be considering suicide. Warning signs. Up to this point, we've been talking about tendencies and theoretical possibilities. A risk factor is not necessarily a problem, it's a weakness that could lead to a problem. A bald tire is not a flat tire, but it might become a flat tire under the right conditions very easily. When that starts to happen, there are usually some warning signs. Wires sticking through the treads, for instance, or a bulge or a slow loss of air. It's the same, metaphorically speaking, with people considering suicide. Studies show that 4 out of 5 teen suicide attempts have been preceded by clear warning signs, changes in behavior or attitude indicating a dangerous psychological shift. An important part of averting a teen suicide is staying involved in your child's life, especially if she's at risk for some reason, and watching for these signals. Sudden changes in behavior, attitudes, or social habits. Expressions of intense guilt or hopelessness. Declining grades and other problems at school or work. Behavioral issues. Difficulty concentrating or paying attention. Increased boredom. For boys, sudden outbursts of anger and violence. Substance abuse, unsafe sexual activity, and other risky behaviors. Lack of positive response to praise. Physical complaints, fatigue, aches, pains, migraines, resulting from emotional distress. Loss of interest in favorite extracurricular activities. Changes in sleep patterns, too much or too little. Changes in eating habits, withdrawal from friends and family, threatening, talking, or joking about suicide, sudden interest in procuring potential tools for suicide, firearms, pills, poisons, etc. A teen who has been struggling with depression, stress, anxiety, or deep disappointment suddenly seeming happier and calmer. This may be a sign that he has made up his mind to end his life. Cleaning house, a sudden impulse to give away personal possessions, and neglect of hygiene and other matters of personal appearance. Not all of these signs will be present in every case. There have been instances in which a seemingly well-adjusted teen committed suicide for no apparent reason. But vigilance is always important, especially if 2 or 3 of those signs appear in combination. It's always better to err on the side of caution. In particular, any talk about suicide on the part of your child needs to be taken seriously and given full attention. If your child says something such as, "I'd be better off dead," or "Maybe life would be easier for you if I wasn't around," take action. Assessing the danger. On an even more serious level, the following behaviors may indicate that your child is actually in the process of putting together a suicide plan. If she makes an open declaration, "I'm thinking of committing suicide," or "I wish I could die," or gives verbal hints that could point to suicidal thoughts or plans. For example, "I want you to know something in case anything happens to me," or "I won't be troubling you anymore." Or if they create suicide notes or diary entries, or make verbal expressions of bizarre or unsettling thoughts. Is your child at risk now? Use SLAP to find out. Evaluate your child's level of suicide risk using the SLAP acrostic. S, standing for specific plan. Is your teen considering a specific course of action for committing suicide, either communicated to you directly or brought to light in some other way? L, standing for lethality of the plan. Is this specific plan really deadly? If so, your teen is now running a 50% risk of suicide. A, standing for availability of plan. Can the plan be put into action? Does your teen have access to the means and/or materials needed to carry out the plan? For example, are there any guns in the house? Would it be easy to find large amounts of prescription medications? If so, your teen is in considerable danger. Take immediate action now, as advised in P, standing for proximity of help. Are there people close enough to keep your teen from following through with this specific, lethal, and available plan? Your child probably won't try anything while friends, family, or others whom he or she respects are physically close by. Most suicides happen when the depressed individual is alone or in the company of another suicidal person. If there's no help close by, get your teen to a place where he or she can be kept safe and under supervision. If you can't do that, call 911 or take your child directly to a local emergency room. What now? If you become aware of any of the warning signs we've listed, sit down with your child and have a heart-to-heart talk. Don't be afraid to get pushy. Press your son or daughter with some direct questions. You might begin by asking, "Where are these negative feelings coming from?" Or, "What is it that's causing you to talk so much about ending your life?" It could be especially helpful and revealing to ask, "Exactly what would have to change for you to feel better?" You may also want to get an official psychiatric diagnosis so you can find out what's behind the depressive behavior and talk of suicide. The important thing is to take action now before it's too late. In the next two chapters, we'll take an in-depth look at strategies for dealing with a suicidal teen or young adult. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK-8255 or contact the Crisis Text Line by texting TALK to 741-741.